Children's Health Ireland, which oversees specialist health services for young people, has intervened in the controversy over an internal report into an unnamed consultant. A week ago, the Minister for Health said she wanted an action plan from CHI following a report which focused on the transfer of children from a hospital consultant's public list. Jennifer Carroll McNeill also said the report outlined very toxic behaviour. Now, today in a statement, CHI said the children were transferred to a special public clinic which was opened as part of a waiting list initiative. It also confirmed that the National Treatment Purchase Fund had paid for that clinic. However, it said on legal advice the report won't be published. A few minutes ago, a statement from the Department of Health said publication was a matter for CHI. Let's go through all of this now with our health correspondent Fergal Bowers. Fergal, we can talk in a moment about what the CHI statement doesn't say, but will you tell us what it does say?
Well, it says the clinics didn't take place in the consultant's private rooms. It was a public clinic in one of its hospitals on a Saturday, and that it was part of the waiting list initiative, which is funded by the National Treatment Purchase Fund. And the consultant did the work above his contracted hours and was no charge to patients.
So this weekend clinic, it was a special clinic and it was paid for by the National Treatment Purchase Fund.
It was, and the statement doesn't say this specifically, but normally a consultant who works beyond their contracted hours would be paid for that work. So presumably CHI paid the doctor. But the statement says there's been some inaccurate media reporting talking about NTPF payments to a consultant. And it says there are no direct payments to CHI staff from the NTPF.
So the money goes to the hospital first, and then in the ordinary run of events, it would eventually end up with the consultant.
Exactly. I mean, the NTPF, this year it has about €230 million, not an insubstantial sum. To cut waiting lists, they do that two ways. They get public patients treated privately, or they use insourcing. And insourcing uses public hospitals, using spare capacity in public hospitals over and above the core hospital activity to get public patients treated faster.
Does the statement, Fergal, say anything about whether the children would have been seen more quickly if they had been referred to another consultant? Because that's one of the allegations that has been made.
Yes, the CHI statement doesn't deal with that issue, whether children would have been seen quicker. And we're at a loss because of the non-publication of the report. It's a CHI report. It has ownership of it. And indeed, you know, the Minister has said, and the Department of Health has said, publication is a matter for CHI. And it looks like we're not going to get a legally cleared version of the report setting out maybe the basic facts. It doesn't look like we're going to get that. And the CHI has said it's not going to publish it based on legal advice. It had considered the request to publish it, and the Minister did ask for it to be published, but CHI sought legal advice, and it says it's primarily a HR report, and the confidentiality, you know, is part of that report for those who participated in it under fair procedures.
Separately, the Irish Times carried details of this report which referenced a toxic work culture at the hospital in question. Now, this tallies with what the Minister told us on the programme last week. Does the CHI statement make any reference to this?
It does. It says work on the CHI's culture is ongoing. And it says there's been immense change across all of the CHI sites in the last number of years, with the merging of teams, processes, policies, practices and cultures. Mind you will recall that last year we revealed details of an operational readiness review by consultants KPMG, commissioned by the HSE, which seriously questioned the readiness of CHI to commission and operate the new National Children's Hospital. And it pointed to a lack of clarity regarding the future operational model.
Fergal, many thanks for that. Well, for more, we're joined by Sinn Féin health spokesperson David Cullinan. We've just heard Fergal saying that the CHI statement says it's not legally possible to publish this report. The minister, in a statement within the past few minutes, says publication is ultimately a matter for the CHI. What's your view?
Well, I think, first of all, trust is on the floor when it comes to Children's Health Ireland, because the problem we have is that we've had multiple reports over the last number of weeks, some of which have been published, and we still have ongoing reviews in relation to clinical practices. But we've had multiple reports which have cited very clear governance failures, management failures, clinical failures, ethical failures. So when we now have an unpublished report that extracts of it or a summary of it was published in a Sunday newspaper a number of weeks ago, and they made a number of serious allegations in relation to a delay of care for children on what are waiting lists on a Monday to Friday to essentially allow for work to be done on a Saturday and for a consultant to profit from it. That is an allegation. It was published in a Sunday newspaper. It was responded to by the Minister for Health, but it was also responded to by the head of the HSE, who said that in his view, it was in the public interest for that report to be published. And I agree with him. And the challenge that we now have is that I can't answer questions that you will put to me, and nor can any other health spokesperson. The Health Committee, which met for the second time in private session last week, has actually written to the head of the HSE and also to Children's Health Ireland asking for the report to be published. And if information, you know, needs to be removed from it in relation to people's personal information and redacted, that's fine. But I think there is a public interest now in relation to the report being published, because, as I said, this was an internal investigation into what are very serious issues at the management of waiting lists and the spend of public money in relation to waiting list initiatives.
I have to, again, though, go back to what the CHI is saying. It's saying it sought legal advice and that it's just not possible to publish this document because it's an internal HR report.
Well, listen, we've had similar reports published in the past, and, you know, elements in relation to particular consultants and naming consultants can obviously be redacted. So obviously CHI has got legal advice, but we also have a Minister for Health and we have the head of the HSE, and they have to make a judgment themselves on whether or not there is a public interest in this being published, because I am very concerned, and I know that parents would be very concerned and alarmed that we've had newspaper articles claiming and alleging that children's care was delayed to essentially balloon waiting lists for weekend activity.
And again, we should make it clear that the statement today doesn't address that particular allegation. So we really aren't any the wiser at this stage as to what was going on in that regard.
And that's the problem, Rachel, because that is a very serious issue. It was not dealt with in the statement from CHI. And in a normal course of events, if you weren't dealing with the full range of scandals that we've had in Children's Health Ireland, if we didn't have reports which cited very clear clinical failures, management failures, governance failures, we could see this in isolation. But we can't look at it in isolation. We have to look at it in the context of all the other reports which have, as I said, put it into the public domain very serious concerns in relation to Children's Health Ireland. So when you have trust on the floor, which we do have in relation to Children's Health Ireland, and now we have a statement that says we can't publish a report, which the head of the HSE said only a week and a half ago he felt it would be in the public interest for that report to be published.
To be fair, he had only just seen it at that time, and the same was true of the Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. They hadn't been aware of this report until the details were published in the Sunday Times.
Exactly. And again, that is down to failures within CHI, because for the life of me, I can't understand why a report of that seriousness was not elevated to the head of the HSE. He said he was disappointed that the first he learned of this was through a newspaper article. So all of these issues for me, again, point to really serious issues in relation to governance and management at Children's Health Ireland. There are wider issues here as well, Rachel, in relation to waiting list initiatives. We spend hundreds of millions of euro every year. They're necessary, of course, to reduce waiting lists, but we have to ensure that conflicts of interest are managed. We have to ensure that we're getting productivity on a Monday to Friday from all consultants. And we also have to ensure that there is no perverse incentive for care to be delayed, to ensure then that we have additional work at weekends where people are paid additional salaries. And all of that has to be looked at, in my view, as part of a much deeper dive now into how we fund these waiting list initiatives.
All right, David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thank you for joining us on the programme this afternoon.